Okay, at the beginning, Gustavo mentioned some of the collaboration with the APHA and the Sociedad Mexicana de Salud Pública, so these are also some initiatives that have been accomplished through that agreement. So the Texas Tamaulipas border region is one of the largest borders that we have in the entire border there. There are two railroad crossings, 15 international bridges just on that Tamaulipas, Texas. That's 230 miles of the border region, three high marine ports and five international airports. So it's the third part of Mexico's international trade that takes place in Tamaulipas custom border. There are 10 counties and 11 border cities, 16 health hospitals. So that's kind of the setting of the border that we're going to be presenting here. So some of the binational activities that have been going on, through this binational collaboration, they've been able to install different modules and ventanillas de salud in the Mexican consulates to provide comprehensive health care for the migrant community. Also health events and health fairs with emphasis in migrant population. Also support coordinations, again, with the Ventanillas de Salud and the Mexican consulates and various other organizations. Also joint actions for Vaccination Week of the Americas and Binational Health Weeks with focus on migrant populations. Also strengthening of disease surveillance on both sides of the border. And once again, with emphasis on migrant populations, we're going to talk about some of the diseases in the upcoming slides. Also, strengthening capacity and training of the health personnel with binational cases, for example, tuberculosis, when they diagnose the case in one side of the border, how they're going to follow up treatment on the other side, and things like that. Development of actions for prevention of chronic degenerative diseases. And some of the areas, the diseases and main actions are TB, dengue, obesity, cancer, diabetes, environmental health, HIV/AIDS, vaccination, injury prevention, maternal and child health, mental health, oral health, respiratory diseases, among others. And again, the activities mainly through prevention and health promotion, like the Binational Health Week and the Vaccination Week, among others. Some other outreach office functions from Tamaulipas. Again, they've done several agreements, especially through these two professional associations. They also have established connection with government agencies in search for agreements and other support. They've developed binational projects to support health programs. Also, resource mobilization and manage institutional resources with other civil society organizations. And work with international organizations such as PAHO and other agencies and health departments. There are some binational groups also working on specific topics like Grupos Sin Fronteras on tuberculosis. Another one on drug resistance and treatment, and then Los Dos Laredos from both Tamaulipas and Texas. Other binational projects focus on sexual transmitted diseases, maternal health in the sister communities. BEATS is for also disease surveillance, EWITS for laboratory and computer equipment, training of the staff on both sides of the border, so they are able to compare data from both states. Specific epidemiologic information system, training on flu prevention for both sides of the border. The binational health councils, those are groups that there are in all border cities along the entire border. Tamaulipas also has their binational health councils that combine the health sector, academic, social, and municipal level. They also have the sister cities, which includes the county, authorities and the civil society, and I already mentioned training, and different regional health diagnosis. There is also a health group from both states, from Tamaulipas and Texas, that participates in the Border Governors Conference. They also were very active with different activities from PAHO on diabetes prevention and training, and also with the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission, with the leaders across border training their professionals in both sides of the border, especially in the use of the medical equipment. These are some of the other organizations participating in this binational collaboration. Department of Health of both state and local level from Texas and Tamaulipas, the Mexican Society of Public Health, the Pan American Health Organization, the Texas Department of State Health Services, DSHS Office of Border Health, special programs, Austin, Harlingen, Brownsville, McAllen, Roma, Laredo, and Zapata, and the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission. The Public Health Society of Tamaulipas will also be having a meeting during the Mexican Society meeting in November 20th to the 23rd to be held in San Luis Potosí. Their average attendance is like 300 people. It's a smaller meeting. And they're also going to be providing several training for health professionals, like the nursing certification, the public health physician's certification, the diplomate and master's degree. And that's all I have. I don't know if you have any questions. Sandy, questions? No.
Okay, thank you very much, Laura Lee. So in this panel, we have reviewed some important issues for the border. For example, we have reviewed local efforts for collaboration between official organizations like the states of Sonora and Arizona, also with academia and international organizations like PAHO and UNFPA to prevent the growing epidemic of teen pregnancy. We have reviewed what the local public health associations like Texas and Tamaulipas has joined effort to conduct some interventions in the border, specifically about their needs, their both state needs. Third place, how a tool like the health impact assessment can help interventions in a community to better perform those interventions and have the best results possible. And finally, concepts and general characteristics about migration north-north and south-north. If you have any comment or question, otherwise I finish this panel. Thank you so much for your presence, and thank you for the panelists. Thank you.